Well, the answer is everywhere. We are a global organization at CIA, and we have to have the resources to do the job. We do, I think, a very good job of trying to understand the problem. We don't have enough capability to deal with everything at the same time. It's just not a fact at this point that we have that capability. We're much better than we were, and we need to be better, and we need to commit resources to do it, because the kind of things you're talking about are unconventional warfare. We're not talking about tanks meeting on the plains of Europe anymore, or fleets and armadas shooting each other up in the Straits of Gibraltar.
You're saying the bipolar Cold War world is gone.
That game plan, that military plan, goes back on the shelf. Now we have unconventional warfare. And unconventional warfare is fought a lot of ways. But one of the things we use is SEALs, Navy SEALs, and the Special Forces type of people. And they are basically completely dependent on timely intelligence so that they can be flexible and agile to deal with the kinds of enemy activities that we find out about usually late in the day but have to deal with immediately. We are getting very much better at developing capabilities that can come in and touch on the psychological warfare challenges that are presented to us. You ask me which are the hottest at the moment. It depends what moment you ask that. I would say you can't take your eye off the ball anywhere. But right now I'm most worried about nuclear proliferation in the hands of people who are not entirely sane. People who would vaporize themselves for either some kind of a radical ideological belief or because of some ingrained hate that is paramount in their life as opposed to any rational thought about survival. Those are the things that give you nightmares. They're very hard to predict and they're very hard to know unless you have your ear literally to the ground everywhere. So the less nuclear and weapon and chemical capability that has mass destruction aspects to it that's out there, obviously the safer you are. So the more proliferation of that type of thing, the less safe you are, because even though the material is out there, it's benign until somebody misuses it. It's knowing who's going to misuse it, which is the trick. And finding those people and neutralizing them is really what the inactionable intelligence needs to be. And that quite often takes more than just the clandestine service. It takes a marriage between the clandestine service and the United States military to deal with those issues. You saw that with Osama bin Laden. That is not a new thing that happened. That has been a mechanic that we had worked out over the years because we saw the need and we prepared for it. It's a wonderful success story. The part of that story that is unusual about Osama bin Laden is that the president of the United States got up and said, "We did it." He wasn't supposed to do that. That was supposed to just be bump in the night. Something bad happened. Oh, my gosh, Osama bin Laden is dead. We are not supposed to admit that we were over there doing that. You saw what a problem it's caused in Pakistan. It, frankly, is almost like an act of war to send in a war machine to another country that you're not at war at, that with soldiers with American patches or identifiable as American. So, of course, they didn't go in as identifiable as American. They went in with plausible denial. And that program would have been just as wonderful for the United States, would have worked just as well if we had never said we did it. The fact that Osama bin Laden is dead is what's important. It's actually better in a way if you say, "We don't know how it happened," because the other Osama bin Ladens out there are going to worry a lot more. Now they know about our MO, about how we did that. It's a shame we gave that away. We didn't have to do it. The reason we did it was political. It had nothing to do with national security. It was strictly political.
Does neutralize always mean taking somebody out, killing them?
Not at all. My view on Osama bin Laden is I would much rather have him in Guantanamo, which is, frankly, a state-of-the-art detention facility that is very humanitarian, and all this baloney about what a terrible place it is nonsense. Anybody who's been down there and seen it is better than many of our detention centers where we keep American citizens.
And you've been there?
Oh, yeah, of course. And several times for several reasons over the years. Guantanamo is a wonderful asset for our country. It's something that we had to have as a place to put unconventional enemy combatants.